to cast a sensible vote.
Yeah, that's right. And in a sense, like, we've been doing studies of voter behavior and voter knowledge for over 65 years now, and what's interesting is like how little they know has remained constant. 65 years ago, people knew hardly anything. Now they know hardly anything. Even though we have smartphones that contain all the world's information at our fingertips, we use them to look at pictures of cats and argue about meaningless things. Voters hardly know anything. And you know, Philip Converse, the great political scientist, had a nice quote about this where he said, "The two simplest facts I know about voter knowledge are that the mean is low and variance is high." So if you were to take sort of the American electorate and give them a quiz of just basic facts, the most basic questions that would be relevant to an election, which is done every 2 years by something called the American National Election Studies, what you find is that really the top 25% of voters, they get sort of like a B+ on this quiz. The next kind of middle 50%, they do roughly about the same as chance, and the bottom 25% actually do worse than chance. We give them a multiple choice test, and they get more than 75% of the questions wrong. And that's the electorate, the people who actually vote. When we try testing the people who stay home, they know even less. And none of this would really matter if political information didn't change how we vote. But as I argue in the book, it does, in fact, change how we vote.